This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. With 15 days remaining before the U.S. presidential election, November 3rd, Democratic challenger Joe Biden continues to lead in national polling against Republican President Donald Trump. But Biden's campaign is urging its supporters not to take that lead for granted after Democrat Hillary Clinton was expected to win in the 2016 election, only to lose to President Trump in an election night surprise. Poll aggregators show Biden with a 9 or 10 percentage point lead nationally and perhaps half that lead in key battleground states that will determine the outcome of the vote. President Trump says he's confident he will be reelected. An unprecedented number of early voters have already cast their ballots in this year's contest. Nearly 28 million people have cast ballots either in person or by mail since early voting started recently. Experts say as many as half of this year's votes could come in before Election Day. Some of the voters have told interviewers they voted early to avoid Election Day crowds where they might catch the coronavirus. The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 around the world has passed 40 million. The milestone was passed early Monday, according to Johns Hopkins University, which collates reporting from around the world. Experts believe the real number of people who have had COVID-19 is likely far higher than the official tally. The death toll from the pandemic has passed 1.1 million. Although experts believe that number is also an undercount. The United States, India, and Brazil are reporting the highest number of cases, although Europe is also experiencing a surge in coronavirus cases that's forced new crackdowns on social activities, particularly in Belgium and in France. You're listening to VOA News.